We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Chicago aldermen today quickly approved a plan to design to ease penalties for people who wait too long to pay their parking tickets and other fines and fees. We get the story from City Hall and WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
There was no debate before the council vote, but Mayor Lightfoot had plenty to say afterwards about the ordinance that reduces some fines and fees, makes payment plans for overdue fines easier, and stops suspending driver's licenses for too many overdue tickets. And she challenges those who say the city will lose money.
We give people a pathway to get right with the law, to be able to pay off their past debt. We're going to empower people to be part of the economy, expanding our tax base.
But is this going easy on scofflaws? City Clerk Anna Valencia says no.
I hate when people are talking about the scofflaws. This is not about that. This is about people who walk into our office with $500 to start a payment plan and are turned away.
Valencia spearheaded the fines and fees reforms. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Three men are in custody for burglary of a Best Buy in Orland Park. Police Lieutenant Ken Rosinski says cell phone signals were one of the ways that helped zero in on the suspects.
We had to do a lot of background investigations, a lot of subpoenas to get some certain information. There was security video that was in the area. And we are piecing the different things together.
Best Buy reported that 11 MacBooks were stolen, valued at more than $12,000.
Chicago police commanders are briefing reporters about a shooting just before the noon hour in the Fulton River District that sent a woman to the hospital. Police say a man on a bicycle rode up to the woman on Milwaukee Avenue near Lake Street, shot her several times, and rode away. The woman was hit in the back and was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital. The woman's condition is unknown, but one witness tells CBS2 the woman was sprawled on the ground and didn't appear to be moving.
Elmhurst is studying whether to build a pedestrian and bicycle bridge over busy Route 83.
The Elmhurst City Council's approved money for a preliminary engineering study of a pedestrian and bicycle flyover bridge over Route 83 near North Avenue. The Tribune reports Alderman Danny Polanski said the proposed bridge is very much resident-driven, noting there's no safe crossing north of St. Charles Road. Alderman Michael Brown was the only no vote, saying the city has more pressing traffic safety priorities. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A quick-thinking intern at the DuPage County Sheriff's Office got a surprise today when he showed up for work.
22-year-old Frank Ficarra, a criminal justice major at Illinois State University and intern with the Sheriff's Office, was paired with Corporal Eduardo Castillo. While on patrol last week, Ficarra spotted a suspect wanted on a warrant. When the man began to fight with Castillo, the 6'4" intern stepped in.
I didn't really know what I would be able to do in that situation, but evidently just getting out of the car was enough to help out the situation, so that was great to be able to experience that.
A search revealed the suspect was armed with a knife and had illegal drugs in his car. Ficarra's family was on hand for a surprise ceremony in which Sheriff James Mendrick presented a plaque to the intern that he now calls a hero. In Wheaton, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Potential nurses strike at the University of Chicago on Friday has one local mother very concerned for her baby's health as the hospital has been moving patients to other hospitals.
The mother asked that we not reveal her identity. Her daughter is 2 months old. She was born premature and is in intensive care and on a breathing tube. She says her daughter is not stable and could die if she's moved to another hospital. Her stress level, she says, is through the roof.
It magnifies it by 1,000 because I already have to wonder if my child will come home, how my child will come home. And now I'm dealing with a strike that I'm not even involved in, and I feel like that's the saddest part. I've never had a seat at the table when it comes to the strike, so really I'm just trying to create a seat for myself and advocate for my child.
She said strikes don't typically involve life or death, but she believes that in this situation it could. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Elmhurst police say they've made an arrest in connection with a threat made on social media against a high school.
Officials say a 15-year-old York High School student was arrested at school for allegedly making a video threat against the school Monday. Prosecutors and Elmhurst police say the boy allegedly posted the threat on Snapchat. Officials say the teen was seen holding an air rifle that shoots plastic pellets. The boy has been ordered on home detention until he's due in court next week. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin says any threat or perceived threat of violence against a school will be dealt with immediately. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago high school is holding its marquee event this weekend, all to raise money for AIDS research. It started 23 years ago with Chicago Academy for the Arts alum and now hit songwriter Justin Tranter. He put together a student-run variety show that raised money for awareness for HIV/AIDS. Senior and Oaklawn resident Grania McGurdy says it's now grown to be the school's main event.
It's our first big event of the year. We kind of call it our homecoming. We don't have sports teams over here, so the students are in charge of making it all work.
These student-run shows will be on Friday and Saturday at the Academy. All proceeds go to the Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.